opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Hoard, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. It's crack-a-lackin'. Here we are.
What's the word on the streets, Mr. Horn?
Oh, man. I got a ton of words on the streets, man. It's a beautiful Saturday, or not Saturday. It's good. We got Saturday coming up, but it's a beautiful sunny day out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are hearing all about the Red Bluff Roundup coming up this weekend.
Yeehaw!
So that's a big deal.
Yeah, just down there. Yep, they're jazzed up.
Yeah,
they're happening.
Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Biggest three-day rodeo in the country.
Yep. So today we're doing all of our music is kind of rodeo type music. So
perfect.
Got a little Led Zeppelin and Kiss in there.
Okay. All right. Have a little Hank or Merle or
us rockers.
Yeah.
We're not going to take it anymore.
There you go. Right. Yeah. No. Anyways, is anybody going?
Yes.
Oh, good. Saturday night tickets, I hear.
Saturday night tickets.
Cool,
yep,
man.
Absolutely.
Anything special? Or, I mean, like special seating? Or?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't. The wife got them. I don't know about it.
I don't do nothing until I've been told. Yeah. And I ain't been told.
Well, you're a good husband. That's a good husband.
Except for on Saturday, you've been told you're going to the rodeo.
Well, no, I just heard that I had tickets for Saturday night on the rodeo. Uh-huh. And I didn't even remember that the rodeo was this Saturday.
Right.
So we just now talked about it. I'm like, okay.
Good thing you didn't plan a weekend out of town there.
Well, I got to drive to Yuba City to work on Saturday, so I'm going to have to hurry home in order to make it to the rodeo.
Right. Well, yeah.
I can just stop on the way.
Well, let me know. I'll proxy in for you.
Thank you.
I'll take tests.
You're a nice
problem.
Guy, right? You're so nice. I appreciate that.
It's a good husband and a good friend.
That's right.
Anyways, it's beautiful out there. You know, we're past the rainy weather and stuff, and everything is green everywhere.
And growing tall. Oh, man, I've been trying to trim my lawn in the evenings after I get home. I got work and work and weeds and weeds.
Oh,
and,
bad.
Oh, it's growing like crazy.
Yeah, my zero-turn mower's down right now, so I got parts coming, and it won't be until Friday. But, yeah,
there's another 3 inches of grass growing by
least,
Friday. Yeah.
This is the time of the year I don't mind living on a postage size lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a little quarter acre lot, just like everybody else in my neighborhood, and I got a little piece of grass in the front, a little piece of grass in the back. And
right.
Nice. There you go.
But it's nice once I get it caught up. I mean, the hard part is getting caught up and getting everything trimmed down and weed eated and a little bit
of
round up.
Your place looks beautiful.
You know, yeah.
It's all
once it's
up
all done, stuff. Then it's okay. Now it's just once mm-hmm. a week and trim it up. And
I always look forward
when you
to the
behind.
Barbecue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Big barbecue in a Rich's house.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
right?
Man.
Absolutely.
Barbecue, cornhole,
floating in
pool.
The pool.
Yeah. Just do it.
Smoke
already.
Yeah. Right home, Mary Ann. Mm-hmm. Hawes Farm's got nothing on you.
All right. I'll bring out the inflatables then. Even add to it.
A little choo-choo train.
There you go. All right. That's how we start things up here on a real estate show.
Talk about life.
We got Scott Frank in the house. He's graciously
in the house
coming by.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Hang out with us a little bit.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. How's things going for you?
It's going pretty good. Changing atmosphere in real estate.
Yeah.
Once I just learned one part, It's all different now.
Oh, good. Hey, that's the way. Yeah, that's the way this business runs for sure. Yeah.
Amazing how that works.
Yeah,
huh?
You bet. Yeah, congratulations on your new escrow.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. You got a beautiful home up there in some of the old parts of Reading. That's just some of the, you know, really the classiest neighborhoods in Reading. The Redbud Street neighborhood up there.
Yeah, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Yeah, you bet. That's really cool. Loved that house. That was a beautiful house. And
hey, your photos were great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Everybody's cheering on him.
Oh, shoot. You know, as soon as I seen that place, I thought, okay, let's get down to some business here. We want to take some good pictures. This place really needs to shine.
Yeah, it was nice. Very good.
Yeah, cool. Right on. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Rich, you got things rolling, too. We took pictures of a place down in Red Bluff, a nice big, what was it, 4,200
square foot.
Big house.
39 acres. Uh-huh. Needs some TLC, but yeah.
That's the way to build in the equity, right?
Oh, yes. This one will, you know, some whoever picks it up, like I say, they do need to do some work to finish the job, but it'll be quite the manner.
Wow. Yeah, you bet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun flying the drone around there. There's more, when you get the drone up in the air, you see just how many ponds are in the area.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, the big, huge one right behind on the next property, yeah. One on this one. I don't think he knew that he had a pond.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He never mentioned it the whole time working with him, doing, you know, getting ready to do the listing and stuff. He never mentioned anything about a pond. He said, you know, you got a pond on your property? He goes, oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't until I was doing the aerials and looking at the property lines that I could see that there was ponds on mm-hmm. the property. Ponds are cool.
They are.
I've got a place coming up down in Cottonwood, and it's right on Snively Road, and it's got a half a pond.
Half a pond? Property line goes through the middle of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. So take four to, right? 49 acres, you could probably lose three or four ponds on 49 acres.
Yeah. It like I say, it's kind of a unique property. It's out there. It's quite a ways out there and stuff, but unique. But you just wouldn't know it, you know. And he grew up there kind of as a kid, and he, like I say, tell me about the property. Well, the property line starts here, goes down to here, goes to this, goes over to this road, goes to that road. Okay, great. Anything else? No. I said, what about the creek? Does the creek run year round? No. It's seasonal. Okay. Anything else? Not really. Here's the house. Okay. Never mentioned anything about. Oh, yeah, by the way, there is a pond.
Might even be a fish in there.
Good possibility. You know there's definitely frogs. It's not a big pond, but there's a pond.
In fact, Truman called me today from the pond property down on Snively. And
is he going fishing?
That's what he said. He goes, there's fish in that thing? I said, you better send me a picture if there is.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it could be that pond is like the creek. It's only seasonal. Right?
Yeah, I think it would be, yeah. So.
You know what I always thought would be cool if you had a pond on your property, no matter what size it was, put a yacht in that thing.
A yacht. Something.
Just let it float there, and that way you could have your yacht life, and you wouldn't have to pay mortgage fees or nothing.
I like your style. You could sit out on the fan deck on Saturday night and drink cocktails from a martini glass.
Right. Yeah.
Right. With a little Jimmy Buffett hat on.
I was going to say Jimmy Buffett, Shasta County style.
Absolutely. Well, that'll be Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard did that with his 2-story houseboat off of Shasta Lake.
That's right. He sure did.
Yeah, we took the top off. And then he had it hauled down to his pond out in Palo Cedro. That was quite a few years back.
Oh, wow.
Put it on his pond out in Palo Cedro. I don't know if it's still there or not, but so that's where he took it.
You have to take it off in order to get it out of there, right?
I don't know if he ever sold his property or not, but.
That's right. I don't know if it did.
I think the family still owns it.
I think so. Well, they probably wanted a pretty good penny for that.
Well, it was a pretty nice property. It had lots of, two or three, four houses on it. Mm-hmm. And a recording studio and.
Right. Nice and a houseboat on his pond.
And a houseboat in a pond.
Makes you want to Google Earth it. Google Earth
it. I think I will one of these days. Yeah, I'll take a look at it and see if it's still there. I don't think it would be. I don't. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Excuse me. Sold it.
Yeah. Well, you know. All right. Well, we're grinding down to we're going to take a break here, and we're going to be right back with some really cool stuff. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We spent that first 15 minutes without even talking about real estate at all.
I think we touched on it.
Wow.
The goal and the buckle, he'll win the next door round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's furs and latigo. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo.
K KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Redding, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll. Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on a chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill.
All right, definitely don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. That's Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, the power duo.
What are you, anti-rodeo, or what do you mean? Don't let them grow up to be cowboys.
Oh, man, it's a tough life out there.
It sure is. 8 seconds is a long time if you're on a horse.
And all the traveling, too, right. Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to leave it alone.
I can
That's
see
what
the
she
wheels
said.
I was almost saying it, but I'm not going to say it.
We can read your mind.
There's my wife right now.
Hey,
she'll tell
is.
You the truth.
I'm more of a 15-second guy. Unbelievable.
All
there
right.
She is. What you got for us? What is that?
Oh, she just bringing some stuff. I mean, that's just my stuff.
It's a magnifying glass. What does she use that for, Tony?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill, that was killer. That's going in the highlight film. Unbelievable.
All right. And with that, the ethical standard is brought to you by Trinity
That couldn't
Church,
have been written better.
It's more than just an uplifting experience. Oh, man. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Standard of practice today is at 3.6, and it reads as follows. Realtors shall disclose the existence of accepted offers, including offers with unresolved contingencies, to any broker seeking cooperation. I'll read that one more time. Realtors shall disclose the existence of accepted offers, including offers with unresolved contingencies, to any broker seeking cooperation. That's a kind of little.
Well, you should. I mean, if you got it's basically being honest. You know, you call up and you say, "Hey, I'm. You know, do you have any offers on this property?"
Mm-hmm.
You can't say no, and you can't. You know, if you have one, yes, we do.
What would be one with an unresolved contingency?
It could be.
Maybe not
just some sort of either, you know, inspections or certain things that either a seller is supposed to do. You know, that type of contingency to where. You know, it's we have an offer, but it's not quite done because we want a counter, or you know, of some sort. Or
okay. There you go.
Yeah, it could be something.
All right, that makes sense.
You know, but I mean, you can't necessarily disclose unless you have permission mm-hmm. from the seller of what the terms are, or the price or anything like that. But
well, and you know, as a realtor, you know, I always consider that one of the best scenarios when you do have an offer. You know, so let's just say we got a lowball offer. I always tell the seller, yay, we've got an offer on the table. Now the next person that calls and says, hey, what's the action on the property? Well, we've got an offer already, you know, and we'll be reviewing offers maybe on this day coming up. And
we're working on the contingency.
Right, right. We might counter or something like that. So, but yeah, having an offer on the table really tells everybody that the house is worthy of getting an offer and that they better step it up if they really want to buy the place.
Right.
So,
yep.
Well, that was pretty simple, pretty easy.
It's just being transparent. I mean, that's the name of the game nowadays. Everything that's going on with real estate and such is being transparent and being obviously honest and ethical.
That's it, of
how you deal with yourself. So,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you can't tell somebody going, you got any offers? Yeah. And if you don't, you don't. It's not in writing. You don't. You know, if you have someone going, I'm writing one, you know, that's great. But either you do or you don't.
And I can't tell you how sad it is when somebody calls up and, on your beautiful piece of property and says, do you guys have any offers? No, we don't.
Oh, okay, good.
All right. Let's talk.
So then they think that they have a good opportunity to write any kind of an offer that they want. And they do have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But again, as soon as we get that offer, boom, we've got an offer on the table. Mm-hmm. So now keep the calls coming in, and then we get to do what's best for the seller and get the best offer.
That's the name of the game.
Awesome. Well, that worked out like a champ.
Pretty simple one.
You guys want to dive right into the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update?
Yeah, let's give us find out what's going on.
Let's knock it out because we got some cool stuff to talk about today. We're going to do the 8 steps to buying a home, and we got some information we're going to blast out and who knows, maybe we won't be able to get it all done today, but we're going to have a good discussion about it. So with that, we'll blast into the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update. And as we know, it is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you are successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading. Okay, as of today, there were 522 houses on the Shasta County MLS. That's up 12 from last week. In the past 30 days, there were 202 houses sold in Shasta County. That's up 9. 18 mobile homes, down 1. 18 vacant lots, down 4. And according to Bankrate.com, the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is still hovering around 7. It is 7.03, so it just kind of climbed back up just a tiny bit since last week, like by 6 hundredths. The lowest rate found out there that you can find is about 6.47, unless you're buying down points or something. Is that how it works, Bill? You can
buy down points, absolutely.
And, of course, we are still bragging that we can get you a rate of 5.
Wait. Don't say it. It changed. It went up. It's now 5.99 and 6.5.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you know,
still
you would expect that.
Right? Everything else has gone up to, you know, 7.25. And so, the local rate is like 5.99 plus and for a FHA and 6.5 for a conventional.
Mm-hmm. Still got the closing costs covered.
Still
there.
Got the closing costs, a big chunk of them covered. You bet.
Good deal. Okay, well, that's good to know. So things are changing just a little bit. You can't expect this great deal to last forever. I think it started out at about 5 and went to 5.5, and now we're right there at 6.
Yes.
But the bottom line is that's a
still
great
better.
Rate. Yeah, you bet.
Almost a point better than everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, give us a call at 530-242-1020 and let us know if you're interested in that, and we'll get you all the information and show you how you can get that interest rate locked in.
On a beautiful home. Beautiful homes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Plural.
Yep. Good, beautiful homes down there. The only other thing to mention about the market update is as of April 1st, the average price of a home in Shasta County is right about 4.25, and that's down just a little bit from the last month. And the average price per square foot is still hovering around $240. So that is the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, so let's just dive right into it. We've got a few minutes to get this thing started. What we have here is, I'm not going to explain where we get this information, but basically we have training and this kind of comes along with some of the things that we have for training material. And there's about 8 good steps to buying a home. And it kind of starts off with, and we'll just kind of talk about these items. When you're ready, begin the process only when you're ready to make a purchase. So probably the biggest thing to keep in mind about being ready is not to dive into it and end up completely broke without any money in the bank to maybe do repairs around the house. That would probably be,
that's your reserve. Yeah, worst case. Be able to, you got to work your... It's a lifestyle. It's a life choice, I guess you would say. Look, I'm gonna work to buy a home. You really got to start. If you don't have any money in the bank, you got to start saving. Mm-hmm. That takes a while. That takes 6 months to a year to 2 years to save up.
Right.
To do that. So we're kind of going, I think, into this of going, all right, when you're ready. When you're ready, that means okay, you have a reasonable down payment. Your credit score is halfway decent. Or you think it is, and you're ready to sit down and be serious about, mm-hmm. all right, I want to buy a home, and so it takes some prep.
Sure.
To get to the prep to buy a home.
Absolutely. Right. And well, so. Just getting the documentation together that you're going to need is, mm-hmm. You got to start prepping for that because a lot of people don't keep those kind of documents around just at their fingertips.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what would you think the best down payment would be, Bill?
Well, it depends on what loan you're getting, but, if you, let's start with the minimums. So for a 3% for a conventional is minimum, 3.5% for an FHA is minimum. Mm-hmm. But if you get to 20%, if you have 20%, you don't have to pay mortgage insurance. So by law, you have to pay mortgage insurance up to 20%. So until you have 20%. Now, if you get an FHA loan, you're going to be paying mortgage insurance through the life of that loan. And in order to get rid of your mortgage insurance, you're going to have to refinance.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of in a nutshell is how the down payments work. So, of course, the more you put down, the less your principal's going to be and the less your payment's going to be. So mm-hmm. whatever works best for you.
Well, how much is mortgage insurance?
Well, it depends on your FICO score. It depends on your debt to income. So all those factor in. So I can't just give you a straight number across the board that it's, this percentage. It depends on your scores.
Okay. Well, if I got great scores and I'm buying a $500,000, does it matter about the $500,000 house?
It matters how much house you're buying. Absolutely. Okay. It matters how much you're putting down.
Okay.
So, everything is, it's all factored into all the details of the loan.
So can I even get a ballpark or?
Yeah, no, I don't want to quote a ballpark number off of the thing because then somebody out there might think that might be theirs. And so that's not the way it really works.
But I'm just curious. I mean, is it $100 in your payment? Is it $500 in your payment?
I've seen it as high as $350 a month.
Okay.
It depends on what your score is, right? I've seen it, in the $100 range. So, and again, it depends on how much you're putting down, how much your principal is. I mean, obviously the more you put down, the less, issue there's going to be. Like mm-hmm. if you're putting 18% down, you're going to be paying less mortgage insurance than if you put 3.5% down.
Gotcha. I got some numbers out of him.
You tried.
Yeah.
They were general numbers anyway.
Right. Well, okay. Well,
I was going to say, I'm paying mortgage insurance right now. It's at 180.
Yeah.
We went FHA on a $219,000 house and turned out to be 180.
Right. Well, and see, with FHA, you have an upfront mortgage payment as well. I mean, a mortgage insurance payment, but you can finance that. So, you're not only paying a monthly payment for your FHA, you're also paying an upfront fee, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. which can again be added into your loan, or you can pay it upfront, but it's still expensive. So that's why you get a little bit lower rate with an FHA loan, is because they're protected by all that insurance. And they're protected for the life of the loan for all that insurance.
Right, right. Okay. Well, let's see. What's next? Result.
And unspent.
Right.
We kind of did jump forward a little bit on that.
Yeah, we probably did.
Prepared to buy.
Right,
prepare to buy.
Well, you want to resolve some issues. You want to questions you might want to ask you. How long are you going to need to be settled? When do you need to move? That's another question in the you know, the whole scheme.
What's your time frame to make this happen? And I think I've been reading here. You know, make sure everybody's on board. You know, it's just going, hey, it's just not you. You know, if you're married, you know, because whether, you know, make sure the wife or husband wants to move, wants to buy a house.
Sure.
You know, because if you're married, if they don't want to buy, then there's some paperwork that needs to be done.
So get the team
on
board.
You can buy it, right. You can buy a house by yourself being married, but you got to sign off on the spouse's, you know, dismissal of, I want nothing to do with it, but still.
Right.
If you're going to include their income and what you're doing. You need to have them sign.
Absolutely, and their credit score as well.
Mm-hmm. Might even want to have them in on the conference call.
You might want to talk to your teenager about that too, because you may be moving schools.
Yeah,
that could be a problem.
Well, Scott.
Yes.
Were you raising your hand over there?
Oh no.
Were you waving somebody out on the street?
No, I'm just
there. let's see. Yeah, define your financial strengths and weaknesses there. So I guess that would be, and that probably, again, it goes right along with being prepared to buy. You're going to want to do a good checklist and find out just where you're at with all your finances. And Dave Ramsey likes to put it, your best case scenario would be your house payment would be less than 25% of your income.
Mm-hmm. Good Dave, yeah, he sets the bar pretty high.
He does. Yeah, he does.
Your thresholds for a conventional loan is 27%. So hovering right around 27% for the total amount of your new home that you're going to be buying. And then, of course, on the back end of the ratio, which is inclusive of the front end ratio, which is your house debt, then all your other debt, which would include car payments and credit cards and everything like that, needs to be under 50% of your monthly income.
Okay.
So in order to qualify, you're going to have to meet those standards.
That makes sense. That's perfect. All right. Well, we better take a break.
All right.
Let's do that.
And then we'll prepare to buy.
We will.
Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Reading, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction.
Let the good times roll. Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on the chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill.
Okay, quick, everybody. Who sings this song?
Glenn Campbell.
Whoa. Quick. All right. Good job.
I'm an old guy. I remember Glenn Campbell. He had a show on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the big stud in the day,
That's
wasn't
right.
he?
Right. Yep.
Well, we are KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can give us a buzz at 605-4567 or catch us on the web at KCNR1460.com. There's a live button there if you want to click on it. You can check us out on your phone.
And you can call us, too.
Oh, yeah. Give us a buzz.
We'll answer your questions.
I'll tell you what. You give us a call right now. We'll give you the right answer and dinner at Lulu's.
What?
Right?
Dinner at Lulu's?
We don't mess around.
Nice. Call us and ask us a question. We'll give you dinner.
We'll give you dinner and an answer.
An answer.
Should be the right answer, too.
If we don't give that dinner away, I'm taking it. I'm going to go to Lulu's and go to dinner.
Well,
yeah, let me call my wife
I'll
real quick.
I'll tell you what.
She'll call.
We start giving her away stuff at Jack's, and the phones will be lighting up.
Right? Well, what are you saying?
I love Lulu's, though.
Yeah, Lulu's is fun. Yeah.
What's your favorite meal at Lulu's?
I think I like the breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like to go to Lulu's for breakfast on Sunday morning.
That place is packed. And
yes, it is.
It's the only time to go, man.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. You go into that bar and start watching some football, mm-hmm. eating some breakfast.
You'd be there all day.
It's not the mimosas, man.
Yeah. Yeah. They got good Bloody Marys, too.
All right. We're talking about the 8 steps to buying a home. And we just went through the first step, which was preparing to buy. And we're on to step 2, which is to meet with a real estate agent. And so some of the bulleted points here is the first one, ask about the agent's experience, affiliation, and designations. So when you give Scott Frank a call and say, Scotty, I'd like you to help me buy a house, you know, what, you know, how many houses, you know, how many people have you helped?
Why should I work with you?
Absolutely. You had that question.
I have.
And you had a great answer for it.
I should.
A book.
Right?
I put it in writing for
him. There it is.
Absolutely.
But it should, yeah. Buyers should ask you, hey, what's your experience? And making sure, I mean, the biggest thing that I feel is that somebody that chooses me needs to feel comfortable working with me. Mm-hmm. And I need to feel comfortable working with them.
Right.
I mean, that is because it is a personal relationship. A lot of people, it's business. You know, this is a business, and yes, it is. You know, the transaction is a business transaction, if you will, you know, until it's personal. And it is personal, whoever you work with. You need to feel comfortable. You need to trust. You need to make sure that person that you're working with has your best interest.
Absolutely. Well, it's also, you know, for most people, it's the biggest investment they'll ever make.
Absolutely.
So you want to trust the person that you're going to have helping you make that investment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's always good to have a good team member, right? So, you know, you want to have a team that helps you through your life, basically, right? You want a good finance person. You want a good insurance person that you can trust. You want a good real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a good loan officer. You want to have, you know, you want to obviously have a title person maybe in line. So if you don't know those, some of those people are going to know somebody that you can trust, mm-hmm. for sure.
Good plumber is good to have on hand.
Good plumber is always nice to have on hand. If you're not handy, you can't do it yourself.
And if I could piggyback off what Rich said, you want to work with somebody, they want to work with you, and you're comfortable. It's such a great feeling when months after the transaction closed, they still say, once a month, you got to come over for dinner and see what I did to the house.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting those calls.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, that says a lot about your ability to be a great realtor, Scott.
Awesome. Give me a call, Tony.
So, you know, this next little.
There you go.
I'll get your card later. you know, and another good point there while you're asking about your agent's experience is to, well, we always tell everybody, interview a couple of them. You know, interview, we'd like to say interview three of them. And just make sure that we're one of them. Mm-hmm. And then that way we'll get a chance to, I guess, I wouldn't say plead our case, but, you know, we'll get a chance to show what we're all about and present ourselves. And, hey, you know, it's that's the best way for anybody to, mm-hmm. to select an agent, to have a good selection, and they pick the best one. And we feel confident that we would be the best one, but then you never know. Personalities are, you know.
Well, because it's in the book.
It's in the book. It's in my book.
So there you go.
I have it in writing. It's like the Bible.
Uh-oh.
You need to believe.
Can I get an amen?
I guess not.
Way to leave me hanging, guys.
You're right. Yeah, me too.
Well, I was
directed at me.
Yeah. It was your amen, after all.
All right, so select and work with only one agent. So after you're doing that that process there to pick your agent, you select and work with only one agent, and that's an exclusive buyer
buyer's agency. Representation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially now, what's kind of going on, it is we need to have commitment. I mean, what we do as buyer's agent, you know, I'm a buyer and seller's agent, is there's a lot of work that happens. I mean, the seller's already making their commitment. You know, for representation by signing a listing agreement.
Right.
You know, and now with the NARS settlement that's happening and that being in the front of the news, it's buyer's representation now. And typically we haven't seen that out here on the West Coast, but now we really need to do that, and we need to have a commitment. And I was asked by one of the agents, I was down in our Red Bluff office today, and we kind of were covering things, and he mentioned he goes, what if it's just for somebody calls up, says, I want to go see this house, can you show me? Sure. Would you sign a buyer's representation agreement and I'll go show you it? Absolutely. That way, if you show the home, you know, there is procuring cause and things like that. And if you want to buy the home, then you will use me to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
It can be for one day. There is a time frame that can be on there. He sure. literally asked me going, what if it's for out of the blue, one person, one day, one home? If that's what it takes. You know, to make sure
Absolutely.
That if you're doing your job as showing somebody a home, then you do have a right to, you know, to represent them. So, yeah. Could be for a day, or it could be 6 months, could be a year, or whatever it may be. But
but the proper buyer representation paperwork should be in place, and there's lots of benefits for the buyer there. So if we explain what those benefits are, then it's kind of a no-brainer to sign something like that.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, have your agent define and explain the buying process. It sounds like a little thing, but once you do explain the buying process, there's quite a few things there that the buyer obviously is not going to know going into this. So it's real good to explain that process. And for example, we're getting ready to talk about qualification of loans and things like that. So, you know, that all needs to be covered.
Be transparent. What I like to do is prepare my clients. My buyers, of saying, okay, this is what we're going to go through. It's going to start here, and we're going to go through all this process, and we're going to do these things for you, and we're going to help you. There's things that I can't do for you, but that you're going to have to do, but we're going to work through this whole process. And it should be transparent. It should be nothing, obviously, hidden and no surprises.
Sure.
It's just how smooth is the ride going to be.
Yep, and explaining all that basically is going to set the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you haven't been through it before. You know, you're not sure what you're going to expect when you haven't been through it before.
Mm-hmm. Help your agent get to know you, your needs, and your lifestyle. Consider inviting them to your home. Ask a lot of questions. So, again, kind of building that rapport with your agent and, you know, not just being somebody who's helping you along with something. Get to know them, and that goes a long ways. Again, Scott knows all his clients very well.
Yep.
Having dinner with him once
a
month.
Having dinner with him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
And I got to say that, you know, I mean, all the clients that I've got, they're all, you know, they're all friends of one way or the other. So that's, you know, once you go through this process, you know, with a team member, like you mentioned there, Bill, you know, you're a little closer to that person than anybody else is. You know, you've done something
it's
big.
It's almost hard not to become friends.
Mm-hmm.
With a client that you help buy a home. mm-hmm. or even sell a home. I mean, that happens to, you know, that same thing is the same in line. But yeah, working with somebody to buy a home, you get to know each other. You know, you're looking at homes and you're driving around and you're doing a bunch of stuff and you're meeting in the office and then you're writing offers mm-hmm. and, you know,
figuring out what's right.
Figuring out what's right, what's not.
And then that same person's handing you the keys at the end of it.
Yes.
Yep. And before you know it, it's time for a break.
Okay.
What?
Boom! Going quick. Wow. We got through two things.
Put me in a black sedan. Hang up my hat, spurs and boots. It's my Copenhagen cane. Put me in a high-rise office. Make me wear a suit and tie. But I'll be a cowboy till the day I die.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on the chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill.
Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Reading, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we are back at KCNR.com. Well, KCNR1460.com. But we're here at the KCNR downtown studios in Redding, California at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And this is Living in the North State with Rich Howe, Tony Horton, Bill Woodford, and special guest Scott Frank. Mm. So, you know, what's interesting is we talk a lot. You know, and it is a talk show, so it works really well. But we still got a lot of stuff to go through here in the next 12 minutes. So we got a lot of ground to cover.
Well, we could always do part around. Of it and come back next week and do this.
We
right?
could.
Right.
We could.
You know, so we're on number three.
Right.
We are on number three.
And so that's about.
Let me just real quick. I just wanted to tell everybody that on northstateliving.com, underneath the resources tab, you can scroll down to the bottom and see the 8 steps to buying a home. And so you'll see the same checklist that we're kind of going over right now. So in case you want to take a look at that and print it out, you can print it right out from there as well. Click on the little PDF link. And this is amazing, great information. And with that, we are on number three. Rich?
Establishing price range and financing.
Okay. So
it's actually, that's backwards. establish financing will tell you what your price range is going to be.
Exactly.
And really, I mean, you kind of should do this before you go talk to a real estate agent, too. I mean, you really should find out what your budget's going to be. You know, a lot of times a real estate agent won't even take you to show you a house. Not saying it's you guys, but a lot of people won't actually even talk to you until you actually are pre-qualified nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some people may not even know about the financing aspect of it until they meet with an agent. You know, so it could
very
be
true.
Either one way or the other that way. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you bet. This is, you know, when you're going to the biggest thing. I mean, gosh, we love a buyer with a pre-approval letter. And that's
rock
the buyer
and roll.
We
that
want
means
to work
he's,
with.
He's there. He's, he, well, he should be there. All the documents should be in.
Mm-hmm.
As an agent, I like to, when I see a pre-approved letter before, I'd like to call the lender.
Mm-hmm.
Have a conversation with them.
Hey, that's a great.
I'm starting to work with these folks. This is where they're at. I see this. So anything pending that they're supposed to be doing, you know, because I always tell my buyers, you know, if your lender ever needs something from you, either, you know, from the start to finish mm-hmm. of going through, you know, getting pre-approved, going into a transaction, going through the lending process, if the lender says, I need this, and every day that you delay getting that to him, typically he's going to delay escrow 2 or 3 days for every one day.
Yeah.
Because of, they're not just working with one person. They pull your file. Oh, I need this. They call you. They arrange the email. We need this from you to continue to move forward. Okay, I'll get that for you. Great. They took that file and put it off. I don't know if this actually happens, Bill. This is what I imagine your work. Then you go to the next one, and you open that. I need this, and you work with that. And they start building up, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, wait a minute. You call them back 2 or 3 days later. I haven't got that from you yet.
Right.
Yep. You need to get that. Great. Get that to me because you got to get it to underwriters. You got to get
the processor's going to need to get it. It's going to have to once the processor gets it and builds the file, then at that point it's going to go to underwriting and underwriting mm-hmm. has to go through and approve it. And so it's
and if any one of those is missing something that they want that they're not seeing, does it shoot right back to you?
Shoot it right back at you and put you back in line again.
Yeah.
And you know with a you know especially if this company's a big company, that line can be fairly long.
Mm-hmm. So be prepared. Mm-hmm. Start being prepared to buy a home by having all those documents. So, one of the first steps would be is getting hold of a lender.
Absolutely, yeah.
First even, and say, okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I even like to suggest that early on so that you can kind of find out where you are credit-wise and whether or not, you know, you could, you know, do some work in certain areas to improve things. And maybe 2 months, 3 months, 6 months down the road, you have much better credit portfolio.
It makes a big difference for sure. You know, the minimum credit scores, you're going to be paying a higher rate. But if you've got credit scores that are, you know, obviously, you know, over 740, you're going to get a better rate. And then, of course, if you've got an 800 credit score, you're going to be even better. So, and of course, a lot of the other things depend on those credit scores as well. Mm-hmm. So.
And there's ways.
Income as much too. You can have an 800 credit score and be up to your ears in debt and not be able to qualify for a loan.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Absolutely. Right.
Conversely, like you know, the same thing like with a contractor. You know, something. No, I use a contractor as a example here, but you know, if they have a business and they're writing off as much as they possibly can, which a lot of people do, and not showing a huge amount of income, then, you know, you could be pulling down $1 million a year, and if you're writing off, you know, $980,000 of it, you're not going to show much in the way of income, mm-hmm. even though you actually are. So then you may have to go to a loan that shows how much money you're bringing in for in your bank account, and those loans cost money. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's definitely ways to think about what's the best deal for you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep. So price range and financing.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in order.
Number three. Yep. Number four, determine your housing requirements. Begin by examining your lifestyle and dominant motivations, what you need. Do you have to have a pool or do you just want a pool? Do you have to have a RV parking or do you need an RV shop? You know, so... definitely know what you're wanting to do, and that's one of the big things that we do when we meet with buyers is we talk about all of that and work on the list that we do.
The difference of needs and wants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also
analyze them.
And those wants, a lot of those wants that you just talked about have costs that are involved with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, oh, I want property. I want to be out and I want to be up in the woods. I want, you know, now you're going to have an insurance issue. You know, same thing with a pool. You're going to, your pool is going to cost you not only, the amount of money it takes to maintain that pool, but then you're also going to have insurance that's going to cover a pool. And, you know,
right.
So yeah, they're, you take into account those costs that go along with those wants and needs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, those are all good things to cover during the buyer
consultation.
Absolutely. Yep. There I am using that absolutely word real heavily again.
It's all right.
If I get a dollar for every time I said that, we'd be doing good, right? We'd head to Jack.
Just kind of figure it.
Yeah. Stopping, I'm salivating already.
So it's definitely just sitting down and figuring out, writing out what do you need? Is your family expanding? Are you getting married? You know, we always call it the four D's. You know, of why either somebody's going to sell or buy a home, you know, type thing. It's you know, divorce, diamonds, diapers, and death.
Yeah. We were hoping people. You weren't going to leave us hanging on that.
I think we all knew what was coming.
But, I mean, that's kind of the factors of what's happening in your life. Which way are you getting older? Are you downsizing? You know, so there's other D's that kind of go along with it. But, you know, diamonds, of course. Are you getting married? You want a bigger home? You're bringing another family, you know, that type of thing. So, mm-hmm. You know, what's your life? You know, what are you looking forward to do? Whether you want a pool, yes, I'd love to have a pool. Well, maybe let's find you a property. Maybe it doesn't have a pool right now, but a place to put a pool in,
mm-hmm.
and work towards that goal.
And you know, that whole process there kind of helps working on the relationship, you know, and how well you work together, you know, going over that information and kind of illustrating the picture of what they might, you know, be looking for. That kind of helps to build the rapport. And that's what I find usually when you do that consultation, that you're establishing that,
mm-hmm.
and it's what basically helps you move right out there and try to find a house,
mm-hmm.
yep. which is number five, start house hunting. A couple of items here. Use technology to define your search, and technology is what it's all about nowadays. We've got a number of websites out there, Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com.
Trulio. Yeah, there's a ton of them. Homes.com, mm-hmm. And myself personally, you know, BetterHomesAndRedding.com,
sure,
BHGRE.com, there's, you know, NorthStateLiving.com.
Yep, you betcha.
We all have them, and so we all kind of pull the same information. There's more, some better information on than some than others,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'll. You know, our websites, I know we do what's happening in a certain areas and zip codes and what the market is, you know, doing that. Our neighborhood news that we offer, mm-hmm. It's free, you know, type thing. You can look at our websites and not be, never have to sign in if you don't want to, you know, unlike some other ones. You can just look at everything that's on the market.
Sure.
Well, and you also want to, while you're, you know, thinking about what house is right for you, you also want to think about what neighborhood's right for you. Where the house is located is a big portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it close to the schools if you have kids? Is it close to the hospital if you're older? You know, there's a lot of different factors, and everybody's factors are different.
Yep. I have enjoyed living downtown Reading for all the years that I have. I'm down in the Garden Track, and I can walk to the baseball field. I can pretty much walk to the hospital if I want to. The store is right down the street. I've got schools all around me. And it's been nice to really enjoy that kind of a lifestyle. And as I talk with friends and stuff, you know, and they'll be, you know, maybe they live out in Jones Valley or something, you know, and it's a whole different world. So,
yes.
You know, location, location, location.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have your house fit your lifestyle for sure.
But well, let's go find a home.
Right?
Exactly. Scott?
I'm ready.
Well, we're going to stop that right there. We've got about a few more on there, and we'll top this off next week. But we encourage all of our listeners to go on to the NorthStateLiving.com, click on Resources and 8 Steps to Buying a Home, and go ahead and download that checklist and print it out. And
I got mine.
They can jump ahead of us and be ready for next week with all their questions.
Absolutely. Right. There we go, another dollar.
Because we like to answer questions. In fact, we'll even give you dinner at Lulu's if you call us up and ask a question.
You know what? You do that right now, we'll give you two dinners.
What?
All right, you know, we're going to have to wrap this up. We're just about out of time here. So,
oh, that was fast.
We got one more rodeo song going on. We're happy to be here for you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Have fun at the rodeo this weekend.
Have a good week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We'll stop off in Moorcroft and sip on some Crook County coffee. Swing by the home plate and say hi to Mama and Dad. If we have time, we might throw down some Crown by the campfire.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.